to you this morning by First Baptist Church. I get to talk to Jennifer Ennis from Elder Care. And let's see, you've already had your first Monday of the month because that was the first of the month. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing wonderful. How are you?
Good. Well, yeah, actually, I think the first Monday of August is actually this upcoming
one. That's right.
So
you can still take the tour.
You can. Yeah, okay. I know. I was a little confused. I was like, August 1st was Tuesday.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was wrong.
No, you're good.
I do make mistakes, and I frequently make them on the air.
Well, that's okay. That's just part of the beast, I've decided. Everyone can't keep everything straight all the time. And this year has gone so fast. I can't believe it's August.
I know. And we're talking like 2 weeks till the beginning of school. And I think students got out last week.
It kind of feels like that. I know a lot of parents are like, whoa, really? What happened to summer this year? They're getting ready to go back. But yeah, so the first Monday, as you mentioned, of every month, we always do our monthly open house where you can come in and take a tour, grab some coffee. It's a great time to come ask questions about Elder Care or just see the facility if you've never come over there. I know a lot of people aren't really familiar about where we are.
I think a lot of people drive by, but they've never been inside. You know?
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I mean, a lot of people drive by.
On the way to the tag office, you know.
Tag office, Walmart, whichever way you're going, you're probably past this at some point. but you can come next Monday, this upcoming Monday, which is August 7th for our open house. And it starts at 10 a.m. And Stevie Williams, our community relations director, she usually leads that and does a wonderful tour of the building. I love that you get to go over in daybreak, kind of see what that is. We like to talk about physical therapy. And then you can, like I said, spend that time really asking questions, more specific that you might have. We always love that. We leave a large portion of that open house to answer specific questions because you may come in with a pretty decent overview of what we do, but you had, you know, something else that's just been burning on your tongue that you need to ask.
Yeah,
so.
And that's a great time to get it because if it's bothering you, it's probably bothering somebody else who's too shy to ask. You know?
Exactly. And, you know, I love it. There's no RSVP. You don't have to tell us you're coming. So if you don't know what your day is going to look like and Monday comes and you're free, come by and take a tour. Again, that's at 10 a.m. on Monday. And if you don't know, if you've never driven by where we are, if you've been or you may have driven by and didn't even know you drove by. We're right on Swan Drive, so that's that little road right by Walmart. You know, it goes Green Country and then there's a curve and then you're on Swan. We're right there at 1223, or if you're coming from the tag office heading towards Walmart on Swan, we'd be right there before Green Country Village. We're kind of right next door
on the left if you're going that way.
Yeah, and a lot of people get us confused with Green Country Village because we're kind of right next to each other, so I don't know how many times they've sent people one more building over or opposite. We're like, oh no, one more building over. So they have great staff. If you get lost, they'll send you our way, we'll send you their way. It's wonderful.
They may give you a cup of coffee too, for all I know.
Oh yeah, you could get more than one. Ask them. I'm sure they'd be more than happy to.
Well, it is a nice service that you offer. It's free, and like you said, take all the time you want, ask as many questions, and just feel free to gawk and talk to the rest of the people that are there while you're at it.
Absolutely. And you know, it's a great time too if you were ever interested in like a balance screening. You know, we've talked about that a little bit with physical therapy. A lot of people forget about that. So if you come to the tour, you can even schedule out a balance screening. We don't offer them you can't just walk into Elder Care and get your balance screening right then. But through the whole year, we do offer them by appointment. So you could stop by and make an appointment. You can call and make an appointment. And those are free screenings that take about 15, 20 minutes. Kind of depends on the person. And there's about three exercises or tests, I guess was what you would call it, that they do. And it helps you understand on a scale of likely to fall versus not very likely to fall. Where are you? Are you at a high risk for a fall? Are you at a low risk? And then our physical therapist assistants who are doing that with you, they're going to help you figure out what's my next step. If you're at a low risk, then we're probably going to tell you keep up what you're doing, but do some home exercises. And if you're higher up on that scale, maybe it's you need physical therapy potentially, or it could be you need to check up with your doctor or your eye doctor. I mean, sometimes they can see that's more of a vision thing than a balance thing. And so they can kind of guide you on what's my next step. What should I do? What conversations should I have to decrease that risk of a fall if you find out that you might be a little higher on that scale than you like?
It is kind of a scale. Everything from we're going to put you in a rubber room because you're going to fall down every three steps to just stay off the ladder. You know?
Exactly. And what I always tell people, it's kind of, in my opinion, a lot like your vision screenings, your hearing screenings, even your blood test. It's something you should as you get older, check periodically. And we always encourage once a year, maybe once every 2 years, get it checked, because last summer you may have been fine, and this summer you may find yourself a little bit wobbly and you're not even thinking about it, and you may have moved up on that scale. Mm-hmm. And there are so many preventative things you can even do at home to prevent that if you start to kind of inch up on that higher risk part of it. And so it's kind of a preventative screening that you should take advantage of.
Well, there are so many things, as I just sit here and think about it, that can affect our balance. You mentioned going, you know, it's kind of like the eye doctor. And yeah, what we see does affect the rest of it, because the brain tries to put all that stuff together with what all the tubes in the inner ear are doing and what the eyes tell us is going on. And it's a process that, you know, something the brain has to put it all together.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes people chalk it up to, you know, my hips hurt a little bit because of my arthritis. Well,
you're leaning now.
Or you're leaning. Well, it could be arthritis, or it could be that maybe, you know, something has moved a little, and a little bit of exercise and physical therapy could help kind of realign you back to that. So there are so many causes. I'm not the expert. I won't tell you why you might feel one way or the other, but it is a great preventative screening. And if you forget or you don't want to make an appointment, then just know that every time we do a flu shot in October, mm-hmm. when those happens, those are on Tuesdays, we offer those free screenings as a walk-in service during those flu shots. And so you can come get a flu shot and get a balance screening in October. Kind of get both. We have a lot of people who do that. They kind of use it as their yearly mark. Mm-hmm. Last year I got it during flu shots. This year I'll get it during flu shots.
And you probably will next year.
So there are some times during the year that it is kind of a walk-in service instead of an appointment. But I would say 90% of the time you have to call and make an appointment. It usually we can get you in pretty quick. It takes about 20 minutes and you kind of know what you're doing.
Yeah. Now, we're not going to talk a lot about flu shots right now because it's still 2 months away or so. But it is something you offer on an annual basis. And typically, I assume you're going to do it again, both the regular and high-dose vaccines.
Yeah. I mean, we're already in that planning stage. We're actually almost done with the planning stage for all the flu shots. But it is something we will offer again. It's every Tuesday in October. So I think there's actually 5 Tuesdays this year in October, because I think the 31st of October is actually Tuesday. Don't hold me to that, anybody. But I think there might be. And then we always offer a flu shot clinic the Saturday before the first Tuesday. And mm-hmm. so this year happens to be September 30th. And so if you want to get it a little earlier, September 30th would actually be our first flu shot clinic on a Saturday, and then every Tuesday. So go ahead, start thinking about it. We'll offer high dose and low dose. But October's going to be here before you know it.
Yep.
And you just want to start already thinking about those kind of things. And just know we're going to be here to support the community in that once October gets here.
Well, and I mean, it's just we've got getting into fall weather. I think we're going to take another dose of summer, but it's, you know, just kind of starts coming to mind when we get those cooler temperatures.
So, I know. Yeah. It's already cool so a little bit. So you're like, oh, I'm going to pull out a sweater soon. Don't do that yet.
Yeah.
I think summer's still here. You know, another thing, that's in October, but, you know, September will be here first.
Sure.
And so I wanted to go ahead and take an opportunity to let everyone know that we'll be doing our senior strategy series again this September. And so usually what that is we offer free educational seminars on Tuesdays in September, and they always cover a variety of topics. There's no RSVP. There's, like I said, they're completely free, but we try and do that because we want everyone to have an opportunity to maybe educate themselves or learn about something that's relevant now. And so this time we'll only be doing 3 seminars instead of 4, because a lot of people aren't in town the Tuesday after Labor Day. And mm-hmm. so we'll be doing it the last 3 Tuesdays of September. And then we're going to be having one called Movement is Medicine. And our physical therapy director will come out and talk about how staying active and moving can help with so many different issues that you may have, from balance to pain in your joints, everything like that. We're actually having Dr. Bennett come out. She's going to talk about seeing well for a lifetime, eye care. Mm-hmm. Why is eye care so important? What could you do to make sure your vision is staying well? And that's a concern I think everyone has as you,
sure.
really after you hit about 50, you start thinking things don't quite look as sharp as they used to.
I think somewhere around 40, a lot of people find themselves with bifocals. So, you know, it happens.
It happens. And there's nothing, obviously there's no shame to it. But there are some things that you should know about and some things that kind of keep out. As you get older, vision becomes a little bit more and more kind of impaired, or people start thinking, well, is it really my eyes or is it something else? And so she's going to take time to talk about the importance of eye health and what you can do, again, kind of as a preventative, to help you out. And then the last one, we'll be talking about palliative care with Mindy Henry. And so we're very excited. And these are, again, are going to talk more this year kind of about your health. But what can you do to kind of curve some of that stuff that's going to come up
exactly
before death?
In that eye exam, we're finding more and more that doctors other than primary care are so important to our overall health. More and more eye exams are catching heart disease, or dental exams are catching such and such. And they all, you know, the body works together, and we're finding different ways to diagnose different problems.
Absolutely. So I just bring it up so people can kind of start thinking about it. In about a month, we're going to have those series. So we're very excited. We're always thankful for all of the community that comes together when we go out and we say, hey, we want to offer an educational class about this. We always have lots of people say, well, I could help.
Yeah.
And so we're thankful to have our community members come in and want to lead a free seminar to the community just so that they have more education. And we find that to be so important, that you're just, you have all the knowledge you need to make the best decisions.
There you go. That's one of the major missions of elder care. We will continue on A Community Connection coming up in just a bit on K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. Again, Jennifer Ennis in from Elder Care, and we've been talking about some of the upcoming things. And, of course, just reminding you that Monday is that tour of Elder Care facilities, opportunity for you to have a cup of coffee and a donut or something like that, and take a tour and ask your questions.
Yeah, and, you know, let's, you know, we've talked about some upcoming events, but that September, October. So I wanted to make sure everyone had an opportunity to think about what we have coming up in August.
Yeah.
And really, that's mainly with our Golden Opportunities program. That's that kind of social networking group that we do. And so one of them is August 25th. It's a Friday evening. We're going to head out to the Tulsa Ballet.
Great.
And see what they call the TB2. And so that is their second company of their ballet. And it's usually up and coming students or stars. And they're going to be having an exclusive little show. And we're going to go to that. So we're really excited. If you're interested in seeing a ballet, we have a couple tickets left. They are limited, but we have a few. And you can give us a call and we can get you on that trip. And then at the end of the month, we're also going to be offering an Ikebana flower arranging class. And So if you're not familiar with that, it's kind of a Japanese art form.
Yeah.
And we have an instructor going to come in and talk about why is it so important, how is it different from other flower arranging, which is usually it's a very spiritual process when you're making it. And then you're going to have the opportunity to put together something yourself and take it home and kind of walk through that art form. And it's going to be just fabulous. Sometimes you don't really even understand or realize the different things every culture does. And so I'm really excited to have someone come in and talk about her culture and what's so important to them and how it makes for a great art form. So if you're interested in either one of those, you just have to give us a call at 336-8500 and we can get you signed up. There is a fee associated with all of those, but it's just enough to cover your cost. And So you'll call and you can ask us about that. But it's going to be a great time. Last week we had our monthly golden hour, so you've missed it for July.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, but we're in August, and you can join us for that free social hour that we have every month. It's the fourth Thursday, so you can mark your calendar for August 24th to come out, and there's live entertainment, there's always a giveaway, there's food, and the whole purpose of that is if you're 60 or older, just come out and socialize. There's no selling. There's nothing. It's just about meeting new friends or meeting up with old friends and having a good evening. to do that. So if you haven't picked up our summer brochure, we still have lots of things in August and September that I haven't mentioned that you can take part of. It's a great little thing to get you out of the house and do something inexpensive to maybe a little bit more expensive, depends on what you want to do, how long you want to be gone, and what you're interested in.
If you're not coming back till Christmas, I don't think you have anything like that. But, you know, you could work something out for them.
Yeah, no. And then in September, our new brochure will come out. The other thing I wanted to mention is, you know, Golden Opportunities has been going on for a little over 10 years now.
Yeah.
We're so thankful for this social networking group. And for the first 10 years, we had a wonderful sponsor with Heritage Villa who sponsored the Golden Hour, that social event. And now we have a new sponsor. And we're excited to have Medical Lodges of Dewey come in, and they're our new Golden Hour sponsor. And so in August, you can come in and meet them and talk with them. And they are so excited to just be a part of the program, and we're thankful for their commitment and just wanted everyone to say, come in on the 24th and say hi.
Exactly. Medical Lodges of Dewey, a employee-owned organization. So to find out what they have to offer and get to know the people.
Absolutely. So that's going to be fun. And if you're still looking for something to socialize with, but Golden Opportunities doesn't seem like your thing, maybe you're looking for something on a weekly basis and not, you know, every couple of weeks or something, then you might look into our Daybreak program.
Okay.
And that is another kind of socialization tool that you can use. Participants can come Monday through Friday, one day a week, 5 days a week. A lot of people come like 9 to 3, but it's open from 7:30 to 5:30. So there's always an opportunity to stay longer if you'd like. And we do breakfast, lunch, and a snack when you come. There's all kinds of activities from bingo to crafts to most of the time at 9 a.m. it's watching the news and having a cup of coffee for the first 30 minutes you're there, because that's what everyone wants to do. And we're great with that. And some people plant in our garden outside. It's got such a wide variety of activities, but it's great for somebody who might be looking for something to do twice a week, and that would be a wonderful alternative.
Well, the garden always looks so nice. I just assumed you had a professional gardener come in and take care of that for you.
You know, we don't. You know, Frank and John, they are our facilities guys. They do a great job. Daybreak handles a lot of it during the year, and then we're also very fortunate when Day of Caring comes up with the United Way that somebody always wants to come in and help us kind of do that little bit more manual labor that our Daybreak participants don't want to do. They don't want to mulch everything. So our Day of Caring groups usually come out and do that. And so we're fortunate for everyone who pitches in, because otherwise it might be not as nice looking if everyone didn't pitch in. But Daybreak's a great program. And last month in our Prime Times, which is a kind of a little articles that we put out in the paper every month, there was an article that talks about how if you're a veteran, how your VA benefits could pay for something like Daybreak. And so if that's you and you're interested, you could either pick up one of those articles or give us a call and see about how maybe a VA benefit can give you an opportunity to come to Daybreak a couple days a week and have some socialization, and it wouldn't be out of your own pocket. And so that's a benefit a lot of people don't even know about.
Well, the nice thing about elder care is you're here with all that information that you may or may not be able to actually walk someone through the VA system, but here's information. If you qualify, you can find out more about it, and you can, you know, send them on their way to it. So it's a good deal.
Absolutely. And that's true for so many of our other things. So I say this quite often, and I think it's because I want to make sure everyone really knows that we mean it. We want to be a resource for you for anything you might need in the community. And so we may not be the best provider for something that you need. We may not have a program, but we really make it an effort to get to know all of our community partners that might be that person who does that program. Or if we're not, what's a number that you can have to call about something? Do you need to call the VA and work through this? And we try to be that resource. And so if you don't know, if you've got a problem or you have an issue, and you don't know where to start, give us a call, and we will try and help you figure out
In this case, you know, you'd probably, I assume, send them over to the American Legion. The VA service officer is there on a regular basis and can actually make that face-to-face contact for people. So it's a good deal.
Absolutely. But it's for everything. Whether that's your Medicare Part D, it's a vision issue, it's a whatever it is, we try to be a resource. And if we can't, we just want you to know that there's a place that's going to help you try and find your your next step, because you probably went through the phone book already and you don't know. It's not in there listed under the big yellow parts that says, this is my problem and here's who to call. Give us a call. We'll try and hook you up with someone. Because it is so frustrating to have a problem and not know where to start.
You mentioned that Medicare, and I realize that that's not till like October, November, December time frame, but you're there with information when it is that time too.
That's true. You know, that Medicare Part D, you can enroll starting, I want to say, October 15th.
That sounds right, but I wasn't ready to jump out on that limb.
Now, granted, it could change, but most of the time it's around October 15th is the first day you can start re-enrolling in your Part D for Medicare. Mm-hmm. And so we do those free counseling sessions where you can look at what you currently have, what's out there, and is there a better option for you. So it's just us helping you really go through the website. We're not going to say, absolutely pick this one. You got to do what's best for you. But we would be there to walk with you through that journey. If you are just about to turn 65 and you need to enroll and you don't know what to do, we can do that throughout the whole year.
Yeah.
So give us a call. We can help in that first step and then when that Medicare Part D enrollment part comes up.
Well, let's start by sending people next Monday morning at 9 o'clock and they can take the tour.
Yeah, 10 o'clock on Monday. Again, it's 1223 Swan Drive right there, kind of close to Walmart and the TAG office. Or give us a call at 918-336-8500 let us know if there's something we can do.
Jennifer Annis from Elder Care on 1400 K1.
Suburb of Edmond shaken up. 9 earthquakes have hit that same area since Tuesday night. Last night, a 4.2 magnitude.